With a desire to bring together her love for art and science, Guelph textile artist Lauren Wright Vartanian offers a colorful and informative introduction to science with the release of her first book, Stitching Science, Exploring Science from A to Z. It's really about education and offering an exciting way to educate people about science, Wright Vartanian said. Stitching Science is an alphabet book for anyone who has an interest in art, science, and how the two intersect. I think that everyone can enjoy it. You can start off really basic and explain it to younger kids. But it really is for all ages, published by Firefly Books, Wright Vartanian said. The goal is to grow enthusiasm for science in school-aged kids, and to rekindle a passion for learning in adults. The art I have created for this book is meant to be approachable and intriguing, but also didactic and sophisticated. My hope is that many people will appreciate it as an art book as well as an entry-level science reference book, she said. It has little bits of humor and it's conversational. And I do like that anyone interested in textiles can pick it up and appreciate it at the same time. Wright Vartanian operates her own business, Neurons and Nebulas. Her diagrammatic brooches, magnets, and framed pieces resemble textbook images recreated in felt. Each hand-sewn and embroidered piece is influenced by anatomy, astronomy, biology, math, or physics, and are often seen displayed in offices of medical professionals. As for her newest passion project, Wright Vartanian said Stitching Science had been on her mind since 2016, when her daughter was still an infant. The book stemmed from my business. I was already making all these art pieces and selling them at markets. When COVID hit in 2020, all the markets were cancelled, so I had the time to get started on this idea. Wright Vartanian began to work on the pieces in alphabetical order over the span of 3 years, teaching herself new techniques along the way. This originally started out as a project for my daughter, and it grew as she did. She's 8 now, but it started when she was 4, Wright Vartanian said. It started out fairly basic, but then it got more complicated in theme and technique as I went along. Some pieces are more three-dimensional. What started off as a simple cloth book for babies soon became a more complex educational book for older kids or just for anyone who, Wright Vartanian said, thinks science is cool. What I love about this art form is how immediate and tactile it is. It started when my daughter was an infant, so it was easy to just pick up and put down, Wright Vartanian said. I've always loved working with my hands. I love the immediacy and the skill of it. Released in October, Stitching Science explores subjects that range from atom to zenith in physics, biology, chemistry, astronomy, and mathematics. The topics were ones that I was really interested in or really wanted to tackle. I found myself excited to get to the next one, Wright Vartanian said. There were a few that were crowdsourced within the Instagram community. They voted, and so I picked the ones that sparked something and that I could see coming about. Born and raised in Guelph, Wright Vartanian attended John F. Ross Collegiate Vocational Institute before heading off to Toronto to study at the Ontario College of Art and Design. Her love for both art and science began at a young age. I think I've always been sort of a science nerd or enthusiast. I always wanted to go into the sciences, but I was also very much into art, Wright Vartanian said. It was always my favorite subject in school, and maybe biology, but my math grades were terrible. Once I got further into high school, chemistry started involving math, and I thought, oh no. It wasn't until near the end of her studies that Wright Vartanian became interested in blending art with science. My major was drawing and painting. Textiles were completely different and something that I began, basically, after school, she said. I grew up with Bill Nye, my hero, so the whole science communicator thing, that was my goal. A member of Society for Embroidered Work, so, Wright Vartanian is most active on Instagram. Older works can be seen on laurenwright.ca. I had a steady following on Instagram as I was doing the project. They kept me going and cheered me on. I received lots of encouragement, she said. People from BC, Philadelphia, all over, have said that they have my book. That really is amazing. I am so pleased by the response to my work. On January 9, in partnership with Royal City Science and The Bookshelf, Wright Vartanian will celebrate the official book launch of Stitching Science at Royal City Brewing. The family event will include a presentation from author and former editor of Owl magazine, Kelty Thomas, who contributed to the book. There will be a hands-on, friendly competition with an activity that combines crafting, math and physics, as well as a chance to win trivia game prizes. The bookshelf will be on hand selling copies of the book. With every book sale, a donation will be made to Royal City Sciences Fund towards the building of a science center. It should be a lot of fun. I'm so happy that the bookshelf and Royal City Science is involved. Everyone is coming together for this event, right? Vartanian said. It really feels like the community is behind me. Tickets are available through the Eventbrite page. The book is also available online and in stores through all major and independent retailers. Stitching Science has been nominated for an award from the Science Writers and Communicators of Canada. Wright Vartanian is already beginning to brainstorm a second book. This one includes the alphabet. The next one will be numbers, including equations, and I will try to explain them, she said. The original artworks used in Stitching Science can be viewed at the Idea Exchange Library, Old Post Office, in Cambridge until March 30th. What I have loved about this whole process is the feeling of accomplishment, Wright Vartanian said. It feels so great to be recognized.